to Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee. Chair Patrick Fitzgerald.
Thank you, Chairman. Yesterday, the Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met right here in Urbana in this room. We first approved the minutes of the last meeting that was held on January 18th of 2017. We then reviewed agenda items 1, 2, and 3, which are to be presented for consideration by the board as part of today's agenda. We received the 2016 University Ethics and Compliance Office Annual Report. Ms. Donna McNeely, the Executive Director of Ethics and Compliance, discussed several new initiatives that were implemented by the University Ethics and Compliance Office, and in particular highlighted new sexual misconduct prevention and reporting training that was conducted for faculty, staff, and students. She also showed a short video that was created to give university employees guidance on accepting gifts. They're part of a series of 5-minute videos of practical advice. She reported on annual processes, including annual ethics training, oversight, the reviews of statements of economic interest, and her role serving as a liaison to the Illinois Executive Inspector General. We then next heard a presentation on enterprise risk management that focuses on mitigating key risks to the university system. President Killeen introduced the presentation and noted that this is a new approach, and he commented on the importance of adopting a risk mitigation strategy. Ms. Jodo Morton, Associate Director of Enterprise Risk Management, reported on several aspects of the enterprise risk management process and the stakeholder roles, and described the process of evaluating and mitigating risk. She described an annual process and referred to the building of a risk awareness culture and strengthening organizational resiliency. President Killeen commented and told the committee that the executive team is fully engaged in this effort, and the Board of Trustees was very supportive of the efforts of President Killeen and Ms. Morton. The committee also heard a legislative update from Ms. Lindsay Anderson, Director of Governmental Relations. She referred to a busy legislative session and state budget discussions. She told the committee that despite an unclear outlook, her office continues to advocate for the university and showcase the great work being done by the university. She reported that IPAC, which President Killeen discussed earlier, has been refiled and has been well received. And she also commented on changes in the federal government and immigration issues that affect our students and faculty. And lastly, under the business of yesterday, the committee heard a brief annual report from Mr. Thomas Hardy, Executive Director for University Relations. He reported on our compliance with 2016 Freedom of Information Act requests and said that the university received 766 requests last year, which were 230 less than the record 1,000 received the year before. He told the committee that while the numbers of requests have decreased, the number of pages of records produced was the highest yet. And this report has been provided to the board in the materials. Under the topic of new business, the committee discussed the trustee self-evaluation process. There was some discussion about adjusting the metrics used in that reporting, and Ms. Williams, as secretary, is going to investigate that and report back. The committee members also discussed some suggestions that came out as part of that process relating to the communication of follow-up on board items and issues, namely that if we identify an issue at a particular board meeting, making sure that we keep track in advance of the next meeting to hear back what the follow-up was so that we can make sure that we're following up on our to-do list. We also noted that the trustee expectations document has not been updated since 2012, and that will be circulated to the trustees and will be evaluated by the committee in coming meetings. And finally, the next meeting of the committee is scheduled for Thursday, May 10th of this year at 9:30 in Springfield.
Thank you, Pat. Any questions or comments? Okay,